live interview segment underway, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Coach, tough one here tonight, losing in overtime to Moose Jaw. My first thought was is that their goal, right after you had made it 2-0, was kind of a key to them being able to turn around and say, okay, we can get back into this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the shift after the goal. That changed the... We had all the momentum, and within 5 seconds, it was all gone, and now we're on our heels. So, yeah, that was a big turning point.
And it led you to the point where you had to call your timeout at one point in the second period and try and rally the troops a little bit. Did that help? Did that work during the course of the rest of the game? It seemed to.
Yeah, I thought after that, we got back to work a little bit, yeah. And then the rest of the game was pretty back and forth, I'd say.
Adam?
Yeah, and I mean, Moose Jaw is such a good transition game tonight, but I thought you guys defended that really well. It was just more, I guess, just a couple end-zone breakdowns. You only allowed, I believe, 26 shots. Just your thoughts on how you guys were able to shut down their transition game a bit.
Yeah, I don't know how much I want to get into this because it's a little structural and things we're going to focus on, but I definitely think there's room for improvement. Just like any first game in a series, you're seeing what the adjustments are, they're seeing yours, you're doing your own. It's a little bit of a feel out, so we got to do what we always do and prepare the players for success.
And obviously just a game one loss, but just how important is it? I know you guys got a veteran group in there just to reset tonight and not even thinking about it.
Well, you have to think about it, because if you don't think about it, then what have you learned?
Yeah.
So we need to learn from it. It doesn't mean you just... you know, okay, we'll start at zero. Like, you have to learn from it. So we're going to go through that process. I got to get back down and watch the video and get back to work.
Yeah, it just seemed like, again, some of their bigger guys, they're some of their bigger players, it doesn't take a lot of room for them. You really can't lay off of them at all. Otherwise, they can make things happen so quickly, it seems.
I mean, they're elite players.
Yeah.
That's why they have 4 world junior players and 7 NHL draft picks. I mean, they have good players. Now, I think there's things we can do better. So while they have a ton of talent, the majority of it is what do we need to do?
Good thing then to be able to play right away again tomorrow with game 2?
Yeah. I mean, we just do what we always do. Watch a video, see what the adjustments we can make, and prepare the team.
All right. Brendan, thanks for this. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here.